Let's light this rocket. The rematch is underway at Commonwealth Stadium. Holly will take it just inside his 15, and he'll get up to about the 20. The ball comes free. Did the Elks recover it? No. Ball is down. Kick is up. It is true and through, and the Elks have the first points, 3-0. They take a lead on the Calgary Stampeders.
42 yards will be the attempt for Rennie Paradis. 87.5% success rate so far this season. This one is up, and it is through, and we've got a tie game.
Turn, pull it away from James Wilder Jr. He'll roll to the right side and throw downfield. That is complete, and it is to Tolliver, who tries to cut inside and gets taken down at the 42-yard line. Big gain for the Elks. First down, Edmonton, thanks to Jalen Tolliver.
Ball is down. Kick is up.
True and through, and it is a 6-3 lead for the Elks over the Calgary Stampeders, 15 seconds in to the second quarter. He pins the ball. There's the kick. It is up, and it is through. We're even, Steven. It's a 6-6 tie. Mitchell throws. That is, oh, what a hit. What a hit. Keyshawn Bieria on Kamar Jordan. What a hit.
Ouch.
Jake Mayer in from the 2-yard line, and the Stampeders have the first touchdown of the football game, and they take a 15-6 lead.
And a costly turnover ends up in your end zone.
There's the pin, there's the kick. And add 3 to the lead for the Calgary Stampeders, 19-6. Ball is down, kick is up. True and through. And it is... now a 10-point lead, 19-9. There's the throw, intercepted, intercepted. It's Elks football, and go to the end zone is Trumaine Washington. How about that? First interception of the year, and it's a pick six. And the Elks have their first touchdown of the game, and it comes from the defense.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How badly do they need that?
This one from 43. Pin kick is up, and it is through, and the lead grows to 6 points now. Looking for his sixth field goal of the game. Ball is pinned. Kick is up. He's got it. Make it a 9-point lead for the Calgary Stampeders. There's a snap to Bowley by Mitchell, who drops back. Looks like he wanted to go deep. In fact, he is going deep now up into the air, and that is caught and into the end zone for a touchdown. Let's rub some salt in the wound just a little bit. Kamar Jordan with the touchdown, and that was a beauty. That is the end of the game, mercifully. 32-16, the final score. The Calgary Stampeders over the Edmonton Elks here on the Brickfield at Commonwealth Stadium.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.